Well, it pretty much stinks to lose your voice. That happened to me last week. And for teachers, for instance, it's an occupational hazard. A Harvard medical study estimates raspy-voiced teachers cost the economy $2.5 billion a year in missed days in medical treatment. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us about an effort to lift teachers' voices.
Sometimes it sounds like there's an adorable traffic jam in Elizabeth Grillo's classroom.
Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Grillo is a professor at Westchester University outside Philadelphia. She's using this strange beep exercise to demonstrate a concept called oral twang.
Beep, beep. This is the voice you're going to use in your classroom when you want to talk over noise.
Teachers talk over a lot of noise, but if you do it the wrong way, it can wreck a part of your anatomy called the true vocal folds.
If you feel your throat like your Adam's apple and say, do you feel a vibration?
Yeah.
Right behind there are your true vocal folds.
And when your voice gives out, it's often
because of that constant impact stress on the true vocal folds.
That's a super sciencey way of saying when you yell the wrong way, your throat does not like it. Grillo helps teachers practice things like oral twang so they can project their voices in a healthy way.
They are vocal athletes. They talk 9 hours a day nonstop.
Grillo started working with student teachers this school year, teaching them three kinds of voices to help spare those precious vocal folds. Oral twang is useful in situations like this.
Yeah!
This is what Hannah Kaptur's first graders at Rainbow Elementary in Coatesville sound like when they get excited. It's Kaptur's job to get their attention.
Hands and eyes.
Hands and eyes.
She started student teaching in the fall.
I would feel really hoarse by the end of the day. My voice would sound really, like, creaky, almost like a frog. Sometimes it was hard to talk at all.
Kaptur and about 75 other student teachers took just 3 one-hour lessons with Grillo. And Kaptur says it's working.
Now I'm noticing that I don't notice much of a difference at all between my voice in the morning and in the afternoon.
Grillo also gave the teachers an app to measure how their voices hold up over the semester. The National Institutes of Health is funding the project to see if this little intervention can make a big, booming difference. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.